Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, where, as always, we're working on your financial freedom. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. Welcome to another real estate strategy segment during week three of the Corona economy. I'm coming at you live from deep in my Corona-free underground bunker here in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. And welcome, my friends. The world continues to evolve at an extremely rapid pace. I'm a history buff, and throughout history, you can point to times where change, true change, profound change, typically takes decades or hundreds of years to come about. Other times, you can see where cataclysmic events create profound change seemingly overnight. And this is one of those times. And the first item on the list is to accept it, okay? Because a lot of this change, when the economy rebounds, and it absolutely will recover, okay? I can't tell you when, but it will. But when it rebounds, a lot of these changes to commerce and business and even our way of life, they're going to stick around. They're going to stay. And we're going to talk about some of those because they're not going to go away. Businesses have essentially drilled down to their most bare-boned efficiency possible. And when they recover, some of this they're going to look at and they're going to say, you know what, that wasn't a bad idea. That actually works. We're going to keep that. Okay, and we're going to get into some of that as we go through the show, so I hope you can stick with me. But first and foremost, my wish and hope is that each of you out there and your families are safe and sound during these trying times. I'm in Tarrant County. We're essentially under a shelter-in-place rule here, as well as Dallas County, I believe Denton County. And unless things have changed, Collin County is open for business. The county commissioner there in Collin County has said, hey, everything's essential, but you need to maintain some of these new regulations, essentially, precautions, right? So he says if you can maintain that within your business, you can stay open. Look, at some point, regardless, we're all going to need to get back to work, okay? Crashing the economy is going to be an effect that's 10 times greater than what Corona's doing to us right now. That's my opinion, but by no means am I saying, look, be reckless or unsafe. You need to keep your distance, wash your hands, use hand sanitizer. Until we find a solution and or a cure, which we will do, we need to be safe, okay? Now, today's show, what I'm going to talk about essentially is agility, how the agile will survive and prosper. And look, those that don't remain agile, essentially, they're going to be gone. They're going to be gone financially. So agility, I'm talking about creativity, being open-minded, the ability to make an effective decision, take action rapidly, flexibility, right? That's what I mean by agility. And this is not the time for paralysis by analysis. Things are moving quickly, okay? Except that while many things have changed, again, a lot of this is going to become, you can almost call it a new norm, okay? And we're going to have some examples of what I think is going to stay with us once we break out of this. And I'm talking in a business sense. Specifically, I'm going to boil agility down within the real estate world, the real estate investment business. That's the world we live in, right? That's what this show's about. The beginning of this show, you hear each week, you hear essentially they say the opinions provided in this show are those of the host. And today you're definitely going to get some opinions, right? No doubt. But those opinions, within those opinions, I'm going to bring you facts. And I want you to think about where you are financially and what you can do to essentially maintain your position, to adapt. That's where the agility portion comes in. Recognize opportunity, capitalize on those opportunities, because there's going to be a ton of opportunities that arrive as we go through this period, and ultimately prosper. So as we go through this show, if you've got any questions, I invite you to give me a call. Our number is 855-497-4335, 855-497-4335. Many of you prefer to email me. Please do. I enjoy the emails. AskMike@LUINC.com. AskMike@LUINC.com. So a few months back, I did a show on embracing change as a real estate investor. And if you've been listening to this show for any amount of time, you know that Lifestyles members, we definitely embrace change. It all starts essentially when we decided to leave the stock market, right? The 401k conventional wisdom failed save your way to retirement strategy that's pounded into everyone's head from a very early age. And so that's the first change we made. And essentially everything that Dale Walmsley teaches is counterintuitive from day one. It is a change. It is different. So our mindset, essentially, we're okay with change and differences, primarily because we've been educated. We make large amounts of money by seeing opportunity differently than others, seeing opportunity where others don't, and utilizing a different plan than the status quo world. And I'll give you a quick example. Just take a broken apartment community, mismanaged, dilapidated, bad residents, you know, one of those places that's kind of dangerous when the sun sets. And other people see a dump and an eyesore, and we see millions of dollars of opportunity because we know you can go in there, you can fix everything, you can put good residents in place, and you can make millions of dollars. So now's not the time for paralysis by analysis. We'll be right back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. Stick with us.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for 29 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. If you've got any questions or comments about today's show, our number is 855-497-4335. Or feel free to shoot me an email, askmike@luinc.com. Okay, the last segment I was talking about agility, really flexibility and open-mindedness, and you're going to have to be agile to navigate what I call this corona economy, this new world, because many of these changes are not going to go away, okay? So, A, you need to be open to change, and B, prepared to change, or you'll be eaten alive, okay? Literally, you will be eaten alive. You can't do things just the same old. You can't. The Marine Corps have a saying, adapt and overcome. It's very simple. It's a logic that they embrace in the battlefield, okay? And here we are in a new arena, right? Our battlefield is this new economy. And so we need to understand and recognize the challenges we're facing and then overcome those. And let's talk about some of those, okay? Here's where my opinions come in with some facts. I'm going to tell you, the recession is here. A week ago, I probably would have told you, it may or may not. Just depends on how fast we'll pull out of this. I'll tell you what moved the needle for me was last week, 3.3 million people filed for unemployment last week. Not last month, not last quarter, last week. Okay, that's six to seven times what normally happens. It's the greatest one-week increase since they've been tracking this. So, like I said, I told you today's show would be loaded with facts and opinions. The recession is here, okay? You just can't get 3.3 million people back to work. Things have changed. We went from the strongest economy of all time, 100 miles an hour, right? You know, just flat out, 100 miles an hour, and then a screeching halt, and then essentially reverse, right? And what do people do in a recession? They stop spending. No spending, right? They're afraid. They're hoarding cash. And even as real estate investors, we're telling you to get liquid and hoard cash right now. But when people don't spend, boom, there's another drop in the economy. And what do businesses do? Well, they start with a hiring freeze, and then they go to layoffs, and then no transfers of employees. Then they close offices. Boom, another drop in the economy. My neighbor right across the street's a pilot. They bought him out 3 days ago. Basically offered him a retirement package, and he's officially retired Wednesday, April 1st. He's putting his house up for sale. Okay, that is something he never imagined 14 days ago. The world has literally changed overnight. He's going to put his house up for sale. He's got a property in the hill country, and he's going to go out there and live the good life. Okay, but it was a shock to him. Let's continue this discussion on business in general. Think about commercial real estate. What's going on? Well, Cheesecake Factory, for instance, they said they're not going to pay rent on any of its 294 locations in the month of April. Okay, they just came out, hey, none of us are paying rent, not one spot. Those corporate real estates typically owned through a REIT, so the shareholders of that REIT are going to get hammered. The shareholders of Cheesecake Factory, I don't know what kind of signal that sends to them, but thank God I'm not in the stock market and holding on to some Cheesecake Factory stock and, you know, stock number 700 in some mutual fund. What that says is we're done. Will other corporate entities follow suit? I don't know. But shareholders are getting creamed. And what does all this mean for the stock market? Massive unemployment, people not spending money, the market will continue down. And it will continue down until there's confidence. Confidence, that's the word. That's what makes the market change. Again, I'm not a market investor, but that's what it's going to take. And it may happen rapidly, it may not. And look, I have political views on that are embraced by both sides of the aisle, okay? But I'm going to say this. The president is doing his best to instill confidence, and the media and the leftists keep ripping him apart. I honestly think there's people that hate themselves so much that they want everyone else to be miserable, and they want the economy to absolutely die, and it's wrong. Let's talk about what the market did last week. Well, the market did last week was a head fake, okay? It had three incredible days of gains. It was all based on confidence of the stimulus package. Then the media went to work. Reality set in. 3.3 million people filed for unemployment. Boom, market's down. But again, thank God and thank Del Walmsley, my wealth is not in the stock market. I would be down hundreds of thousands of dollars. Okay, here's another opinion. Home sales will slow. Why? Because back to my first point, people are going to stop spending. Okay, when you stop spending, they're going to put that new home purchase on hold for now. I'm not saying they're going away. Texas is strong. People are still coming here. Good or bad, they're getting the heck out and they're coming to Texas. But home sales will slow. If they slow greatly, the builders are going to slow down. Okay, and if the builders slow down, that's good for us as landlords. It's going to create even greater demand on the rental business. And we're sitting at 95 to 97, 98% occupied just about everywhere. So it's going to put even more stress on those properties. Okay. So that's an opinion with some facts behind it, but that's just where I sit. A lot of what's going on business style is going to become the new norm. Well, actually, lifestyle, and I've got time here. Why don't we just talk about homeschooling? I'm going through that at my house. I've got a daughter who's a sophomore in college. I've got one in high school, and I've got one that's in eighth grade. And schools, to their, to give them a pat on the back, it's like overnight, boom, here's online schooling. A lot of this is virtual. A lot of it's live, but the kids are tuned in. They're doing their work. They're hating it. They miss their friends. But that's a new norm right now. Now, a lot of people say, boom, as soon as the school's open, everything is going to get back to the way it was. I'm kind of like, why don't we tap the brakes there a little bit? Because I think there's a lot of people that are going to say, you know what? I don't want my kids to go back to school. I'm scared that the virus is still around or another virus is around the corner, or for whatever reason, they're going to keep their kids at home. Colleges, if this is a way to lower the price of college, I'm all for the homeschool. I don't want anyone to lose that college experience, but colleges have absolutely been fleecing young people. They're crippling them financially. People are coming out of here with degrees that in businesses that might pay them $35,000 to $45,000, and they're $100,000 in debt. So maybe that's a silver lining. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're going to talk about remaining agile and flexible in this new corona economy so that you can thrive and prosper. We'll be right back after this short break.
Get total freedom in your life, safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. 29 years ago, Dell Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Dell has taught over 100,000 people, just like me and you, the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share with you the 5 ways we make money in real estate and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. This morning, we've been discussing the importance of mental and financial agility in the new corona economy that we're living in. And this is essentially the ability to embrace change, right? To adapt, to overcome, and ultimately prosper. And in this segment, I'm going to go through some actual changes to our way of life, our way of commerce, changes to our lifestyle. But many of these are going to become new norms, okay? The economy will get back one way or another, but this way of doing business are going to stick with us. And understand these are new norms, okay? But before we get into those, I want to talk about some changes within Lifestyles Unlimited, okay? If you've been listening, for instance, to the Dell Walmsley radio show, that's our sister show that plays during the weekdays. I usually do the Monday show for Dell, but in this time of crisis, Dell says, you know what, I'm doing Monday through Friday, because he's making himself available for so many of our listeners, so many of our members, so many people have questions and concerns But that's what we're here for, okay? We're here to share strategies, thoughts, dynamics, common sense, okay? We've got the podcast as a resource, If you want to find this podcast, you can go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click on the radio button. They're all right there. You can download the podcast on your smartphone and listen to them that way. If you have questions, shoot me an email, askmike@luinc.com, askmike@luinc.com. Let's talk about our program here at Lifestyles Unlimited. We're an education and mentoring group for real estate investors. We have members in all 50 states. We've been in business for 30 years, so we've lived through downturns, crisis, challenges, nothing like the coronavirus, but we may look back. We're going to use similar strategies to get through this. Time-tested, we know real estate is going to, it's here today, it's going to be there tomorrow, okay? And how did we get through these crises? We remained agile. We adapted. We shared knowledge and best practices, and that enables us to persevere and get through these times. And then it enables us to recognize the opportunities that are coming and prosper. Our mission hasn't changed. We're here to teach people how to create passive income through real estate investment so that they can retire in 3 to 5 years. That has not changed at all. What we are doing that's a bit different, we were always set up with massive online capability, okay? Our education bridge system has literally thousands of hours, college-level real estate investing education. But we had a lot of in-person networking, you know, our case studies and our two-day seminars. And, for instance, our free workshop, were always, you needed to attend those live. Well, we've gone virtual. Okay, we've gone virtual for now during this crisis. For instance, the free workshop, right? We always encourage you to go physically. You can now go to a free workshop via live stream. Okay, it's there. There's no excuse if you're sitting at home. How do you get there? You go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. Freeworkshoplivestream.com. That it's long, no spaces. Freeworkshoplivestream.com. Okay, that's how I started, but now literally no excuse for you not to at least see what we do and how we do it. Our next free workshop, March 31st, 2 days from now, 8:30 in the evening, Central Standard Time. We've got one April 8th at noon, and we've got one April 9th at 6:30. Okay, our two-day class, our Financial Freedom Program, that's 16 hours of education and how we invest in real estate. At the end of those 16 hours, you will have the ability and the knowledge to build your team and begin investing in real estate. That is now virtual, okay? We've also reduced the price of our membership. Right now, it's $197 for 1 year for the Financial Freedom Program. That'll give you the ability to attend our Financial Freedom seminar virtually. You need to use promo code SAVEBIG, S-A-V-E-B-I-G. Where do you find that? FinancialFreedomLivestream.com. The next one is April 4th and April 5th. So you need to sign up now, and you can attend that virtually. Okay? Now's the time to get educated. The more you know, the less you fear, the more you'll be ready. Okay? There's going to be some opportunities passively in multifamily apartment communities that are coming right around the corner. They were going to get here one way or another because there's a lot of interest-only loans out there, and those are about to start having to pay on the actual note itself. And so the whole financial dynamics of some of these apartment complexes are going to change. This corona issue, if these people aren't agile, these management, these owners and these managers, if they're not agile and flexible and haven't already begun to take action, they're going to be in trouble real quick, and we've got members that are going to pick those properties up because there's opportunity in that. Here's another opportunity. Case study, okay? Our case study is the highlight each month where you see real people get up and tell their story. They get up, and the first case study is usually brand new, first house, maybe second house. Second one is someone who's more seasoned, and the third is the apartment community. If you want to attend our next case study live via webinar, you need to send me an email. You need to send me an email directly at askmike@luinc.com and put case study in the subject line, okay? I will send you a link. You can be my guest at the next case study. Again, it's April 2nd. It's right around the corner, 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. You can view it. This is an opportunity for you to really see the nuts and bolts of who we are and what we do. But you need to send me an email, askmike@luinc.com. I will send you a link to that case study, and you can attend on the webinar, okay? Let's get back to some actual changes to our lifestyle. And these are changes that are going to require your agility to understand and adapt to. Because, like it or not, the world has changed, and the effects are going to stay with us. This social distancing, think about what that means for nightlife, bars, clubs, dancing, restaurants, just the seating in restaurant. Is that going to change? You know, I guess if we find a cure for corona, people are going to be fine sitting wherever, but there's always going to be that group of people that are going to say no. There's that group of people that have really embraced more of this online ordering. Our restaurant's going to go away, and there's going to be massive central kitchens with shared cost of several different restaurants. I don't know. Email, Skype. If you're not using email, and that's going to sound crazy to some of you listening out there, you're laughing, but there's a lot of people that have just refused to embrace the online world for the last 15, 20 years. They've just said no to it. You were already lost. You're going to get buried now. Okay. Bills, online pay. Everything's online pay. Okay. Again, a lot of you folks are laughing, but there's still a certain group of people that like to write checks. Checks are under pressure. There's a lot of business now that just says, look, if you're going to write a check, we're done. You can't do business with us. You need to pay online. I saw it yesterday online. We ordered from a local restaurant. And some people essentially wanted to pay cash. And they're like, no, you need to go online and pay. This needs to be paid online, pre-order. Okay, that's just how they were doing it. So what's happening is there's massive efficiencies in all business, even apartment community management, single-family property management. We're going to talk about those. These efficiencies just aren't going to go away when the economy comes back, okay? So we're going to pick this up on the other side. We're going to continue talking about agility, flexibility, changes, the new norm. My name is Mike Harrison, and this is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. This is our last segment. I want to throw that case study special invite back out. Many of you are just now tuning in if you missed it. Just because our case study is so popular and it's the primary event that we do monthly, and it's literally kind of put your money where your mouth is, where people get up and tell their story of real estate investing. And it starts out typically with somebody who's new, fairly new member. I've seen people buy houses within 30 days of becoming a member, and I've seen others that have waited 6 months. But they get up and they show their property, they show the financials, they show how it's cash flowing, where it is, how they found it, the vendors they used. Then the second case study is typically somebody's more seasoned. And the third is apartment communities. You want to see what we do? There it is. I will give you a special invite. You need to shoot me an email. That's askmike@luinc.com. askmike@luinc.com. I will send you a link and you can essentially tune in via webinar. And again, that's another change. Some of you out there, yeah, that's no big deal. You do webinars every week. I was in corporate America. Yeah, it was part of our life. That is a new way of life all across the board. My wife and I had a quote-unquote doctor appointment last week. She had one. I had one. We did not go in the office. Okay, we called the office, and they said, here, we're going to send you a link, set up your appointment time, and boom, we tuned in, and then there was the doctor or the PA, and we talked about what we wanted. Really, I think we both just needed to refill a prescription. And we discussed it, and they asked us some vitals, things like that. And then they sent in the prescription. But, yeah, we still had to pay our copay as if we went to the doctor's office. Stuff like that's not going away. You can't run and hide from the internet, from email, from online bill pay, from webinars, from Skype. I'm sorry. Okay, now is the time. Just immerse yourself in it if you haven't done it. And I know that sounds silly probably to the majority of you, but there is a huge group of people that are just saying, nope, I'm not embracing that world. Go get a smartphone if you don't have one, okay? I don't care if you're 99 years old. Now's the time, okay? So this case study special invite, it is April 2nd at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. Highly entertaining, but very, very informative. You can be my guest. Shoot me an email. askmike@luinc.com. So in this corona economy, businesses have gone to adapting massive efficiencies, looking at everything. And because they're being forced to, they're having to do this to survive. Okay, reduction in cost and overhead just to survive. And when the economy comes back, do you think they're going to walk away from these efficiencies? No. Okay, so many of you are having to adapt to new efficiencies. These businesses are having to adapt to maybe some fringe efficiencies that they use sometimes or some of the time or not all of the time. That's not going to go away, my friends. That is not going to go away. Okay, so these changes in our life and commerce, these are going to become the new norm in a lot of ways, okay? I'm not saying the entire world as we knew it before Corona is gone. Not at all. I'm just saying these new efficiencies are being adopted into businesses. Let's talk about what real estate investors are doing, okay? Apartment communities, virtual tours. Many of us were already doing virtual tours. If someone wants to see an apartment, I know one lead investor, you come into his office, which is it's beautiful. It smells good. It looks good. It feels good. All the senses are hitting you. And you put on the virtual goggles. You want to see a two-bedroom, two-bath? Here it is. Okay. And it's a real, you know, they set up the cameras in an actual unit when they create this virtual tour. So that might have been at some apartment communities. You're going to see it at all apartment communities. And now you can go online and do that tour. You don't have to go to the office. That's a new norm. Okay. More online presence and response. DocuSign. Everything's going DocuSign. Most of it had already. Rent payment. You're not walking the rent check to the office and dropping it off. That means human contact. Rent online is pretty much mandatory. Okay. Again, many young people are laughing. You know, you pay on your phone, but there's an entire community of people that this was not their world. Well, it better become your world. Businesses, you can pay online, prepay online on your phone. Okay. Work orders initiated online. Again, most of our lead investors are doing this. The mom and pops, these apartment communities we're going to be purchasing in 3 months, 6 months, 8 months, a year. Many of them have no idea how to even get to where we are, okay? And they're going to be eaten alive because they're not flexible. They're not agile. They do not have the ability to adapt and overcome. What are we doing? We're focusing on our staff. Our people have always been so important to the operation, so overly so. We're focusing on the staff. We want to be more than fair. We want to be the better owner. We're maintaining massive communication and support of the staff. That's your multifamily stuff. Let's talk about single family investors, okay? Have a plan. Have a plan. Work with your tenants to get through this crisis, and we will. Many of your tenants may be unemployed or underemployed or have a reduction in hours. You've got to get creative. You've got to be agile. You've got to be flexible. Pass along hiring info of who's hiring in the area if need be. You should already have contact with your residents, okay? Or your management company, if you're using a management company, should already have contact with your residents. How are they doing? What's the plan, right? I don't think people are looking to not pay their rent because then, yes, evictions are on hold, right? They're not ended. They're on hold. You still have to get in line in the queue. People don't want to go through that. People don't want their credit ruined. It's going to be tougher to move, right? So work with your residents, all right? You may need to accept partial payments for the short term. If you're leasing a property, don't sidestep the pre-qualification, okay? Don't panic. The pre-qual is still the most important thing you'll do as a landlord. Again, understand, God forbid it gets to an eviction. They're not going away. They're delayed, okay? But you don't want to go there. Tenants realize eviction will destroy their credit and the future renting will be difficult. They don't want to go there either. Work with them. Marketing. If you're not marketing online now as a landlord, if you own properties, you are behind the curve already. Now it is an absolute necessity. Okay. The sign in the yard's okay, but you need to be marketing online. Okay. You need to be able to send the lease online. You need to be able to do background checks online. More photos, videos. If you don't have videos of your property, you're behind the curve. You're behind the curve pre-corona, post-corona. You're in the dark ages, okay? I have a friend that actually walks their property and does FaceTime. Boom, FaceTime on the phone, right? Everyone's got a smartphone, okay? Again, these are new realities, my friends. New realities, new norms for all investors out there. What do you need to be doing? Hoard cash. Hoard cash. Get liquid. As much liquid as possible. Cut your expenses. Dell will tell you, do not buy if you listen to his shows. Again, you can find him on the podcast because he feels, one, the deals are going to get, they're going to get much better here in the near future. You're going to need cash to strike those deals. You're also going to need cash for the next 90 to 120 days. But Dell also feels that there may be some lending constraints in the short term. Okay. He actually did a show last week where he called a lender out and said that they were kind of taking a breather, I guess you can call it a 4 to 6 week breather where they weren't going to lend. That's not, look, the banking world hasn't seized up on the credit side by any means, but that's just one. I still see deals come across every day. I'm not necessarily telling you not to buy single family. You're protected on that side, but if you're buying an apartment community and the lending side freezes, you will lose your earnest money. Okay. You're protected on the single family side. You're not protected on the multifamily side. People continuing to still buy and invest. Yes. Again, it's mathematics. It's fundamentals. I was on a property last week helping one of our leads perform a due diligence. Okay, we walked that property and he's put the deal together and it's a sweet property. It is a sweet opportunity even during these times. Another thing I want you to understand, this just isn't Corona. This is an energy crash. Okay, if it was, if Corona wasn't out there, front page newspapers would be screaming about the crash of energy by oil cost is what I mean. There's an oil war going on in the background. So it's not all Corona. So my friends, until next week, we'll be here. We will get through this. I want you to understand, it's not about the money. It's all about the lifestyle. My name's Mike Harrison. Make it a great day.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.